In today's news headlines, dueling town hall meetings with the two presidential candidates took place on Thursday evening, offering a stark contrast to voters between the major party leaders. Democratic nominee Joe Biden responded to voter questions alongside host George Stephanopoulos on the ABC network, while President Donald Trump, the Republican nominee, sparred with members of his audience and anchor Savannah Guthrie at NBC. The town halls aired at exactly the same time after Trump pulled out of a debate with Biden that had been scheduled for Thursday evening. Among the notable moments during Trump's town hall, Guthrie asked him to condemn the bizarre conspiracy cult-like group called QAnon that insists Democrats are part of a satanic pedophile ring and that supports Trump. The president, as he often does when asked to denounce controversial supporters, claimed to not know who they are.
Now, can you just once and for all state that that is completely not true,
so,
and disavow QAnon in its entirety?
I know nothing about QAnon.
I just told you.
I know very little. You told me, but what you tell me doesn't necessarily make it fact. I hate to say that. I know nothing about it. I do know they are very much against pedophilia. They fight it very hard, but I know nothing about
it. They believe it is
if
a satanic cult run by the deep
study
state.
The subject, I'll tell you.
That's Trump on Thursday evening's town hall event hosted by NBC. At the same time that Trump was defending QAnon, Mr. Biden was asked to comment on Trump and the wearing of protective masks during the pandemic.
And when a president doesn't wear a mask or makes fun of folks like me when I was wearing a mask for a long time, then, you know, people say, well, it mustn't be that important. But when a president says, I think this is very important, for example, I walked in here with this mask, but I have one of the N95 masks underneath it. I left it in my dressing room, the room I was in before I got here. And so I think it matters what we say.
That's Joe Biden speaking at an ABC town hall meeting that was markedly different in tone to Trump's town hall. NBC's Savannah Guthrie also asked Trump why he repeatedly retweets conspiracies to his millions of followers, including a new one about Biden. As Trump defended his actions, Guthrie reminded him that he's the president, not, quote, someone's crazy uncle.
Just this week, you retweeted to your 87 million followers a conspiracy theory that Joe Biden orchestrated to have SEAL Team 6, the Navy SEAL Team 6, killed to cover up the fake death of bin Laden. Now, why would you send a lie like that to your followers? You retweeted.
That was a retweet. That was an opinion of somebody, and that was a retweet. I'll put it out there. People can decide for themselves.
I don't
take a position.
You're not like someone's crazy uncle who can just retweet whatever.
That was a retweet.
Throughout the town hall, Trump claimed Antifa and radical leftists were the real problem and source of violence. Meanwhile, the Guardian newspaper published a timely reminder of the various instances of violence linked to QAnon, the group Trump defended. The paper listed numerous documented reports of violence, including kidnapping and murder. And on the same day as the town halls, a white supremacist man pled guilty to a federal hate crime for plotting to blow up a synagogue in Pueblo, Colorado. Trump made no mention of it or other white supremacist violence, which his own government has deemed to be the greatest source of domestic terrorism and violence. Meanwhile, Biden, during his ABC town hall, was asked to comment on the Supreme Court nomination of Amy Coney Barrett and whether he would consider increasing the size of the court in order to bring more balance to what would be a conservative supermajority. He said he remained skeptical of the idea.
I have not been a fan of court packing because I think it just generates what will happen. Whoever wins, it just keeps moving in a way that is inconsistent with what is going to be manageable.
So you're still not a fan?
Well, I'm not a fan. I then say it depends on how this turns out, not how he wins, but how it's handled.
That's Biden speaking with ABC's George Stephanopoulos on Thursday evening. Biden has said he would likely reveal to voters what his plan is for the court before the election. The Republican-controlled Senate is rushing to confirm Amy Coney Barrett, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he has the votes to push it through in the next few days, even as millions of Americans have cast their ballots in the election. California Senator Dianne Feinstein, appearing to not take seriously the extreme rightward tilt to the court for decades, has come under fire from liberals and progressives for her weak posturing. Feinstein is the top-ranking Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee. And at the end of the Senate hearings this week, she claimed, in contrast to her colleagues, this has been one of the best set of hearings that I've participated in. She then proceeded to hug Senate Judiciary Chair Lindsey Graham, who has been doggedly aggressive in the Republican push to make the courts deeply conservative. Neither Graham nor Feinstein were wearing masks when they hugged. Feinstein is facing calls to step down from the committee. Republican Senator Ben Sasse this week slammed President Trump in a virtual town hall with his constituents, saying in audio obtained by newspapers that Trump's values were, quote, deficient, and that he had treated the coronavirus pandemic like a, quote, PR crisis. He also said about his own party, quote, what the heck were any of us thinking, that selling a TV-obsessed, narcissistic individual to the American people was a good idea? Sasse appeared to realize that slavishly backing Trump is likely going to cost Republicans control of the Senate if current polling trends hold at the ballot box. Still, Sasse is among the senators willing to cast his vote for Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. In other news, the president was apparently warned by U.S. intelligence officials that his personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani was being fed disinformation by Russian intelligence officers, but that Trump ignored the warnings. Numerous conspiracy theories that Trump and Giuliani have promoted about Joe Biden echo Russian narratives. And Caroline Rose Giuliani went public in a lengthy article in Vanity Fair saying, Rudy Giuliani is my father. Please, everyone, vote for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Ms. Giuliani added, I may not be able to change my father's mind, but together we can vote this toxic administration out of office. Associated Press reports in an exclusive that the Trump White House has installed two political operatives at the nation's top public health agency to try to control the information it releases about the coronavirus pandemic. Specifically, quote, the two appointees assigned to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Atlanta headquarters in June have no public health background. And their main task appears to be, quote, keeping an eye on Dr. Robert Redfield, the agency director, as well as scientists. In other coronavirus news, the model that the Trump White House relied on earlier this year to predict deaths from the virus shows that Americans should expect nearly 400,000 COVID-related fatalities by next February. If all Americans wore face masks, that number would drop to 314,000. To date, more than 216,000 Americans have died from the virus. And Pfizer, one of the many companies working on a COVID vaccine, says it won't apply for authorization for its vaccine until late November, contradicting Trump's repeated claims of a vaccine before the election. Two other companies have put their studies on hold after volunteers developed unexplained illnesses. A special Reuters investigation has found that nearly 5,000 Americans died in jails around the country after being arrested and charged, but before they had a chance to plead their cases in court. The outlet explained, as with much of the U.S. criminal justice system, the toll behind bars falls disproportionately on Black Americans. And after the high-profile police killing of a Black man named Dijon Kizzy in L.A., the Los Angeles Times uncovered 15 similar cases of police accosting mostly Black and brown residents, many of which were fatal encounters. And that does it for our news headlines.